I took a break for a while. Not for any reason other than I heard the rustle of a wild-bodied animal in the dark woods and decided to follow it. And it took me away. It took me away from what I knew, and it took me away from the place I had been standing still for so long in. And it took me away from even my most meaningful work. It took me away. And when I left the woods, I came across a dragonfly, and I wanted to see my own reflection in its mosaic wing. So I followed it too, and it took me away. It took me away from myself, and even from the things I most love, it took me away. And when I came across a heaving field of oats, I wanted to know why a tree stood in its center. And so I followed its furrowed lines into its core. And when the berry black raven perched high upon the oak's eaves, invited me to follow it, I willingly said yes, and it took me away. It took me away and weaved me so tightly around the land that I began to loosen my bearings. And before I knew it, I didn't know my way back, and all I knew was that I was away. And when I came to the small cleft in a rock where the rainwater pooled down into the earth, I followed its trail, and it took me away. It took me away from the woods, the raven, and the dragonfly. It took me away, and I kept following the stream down and down and away until I stood at the mouth of a great ocean, and there was nowhere left to go. But now I was no longer away. I was here, in this body, in this heart, and I no longer needed the distance. And with one deep breath, I took the first wind current home, back to where I had once stood in the woods. But everything was different. Everything was bathed in light. And all the things I thought were so important were now meaningless. And all the things I found little importance in were full of urgency. And in that moment I realized that being taken away was the only way I could truly return home again.